This is the Dr. Touch podcast. Episode 19, Hoopla. Current App Store review status, new apps, 85% approved in the last 7 days, app updates, 95%. Apple approves apps that do nothing more than turning on the flash LED on your iPhone 4. I used the LED several times already to illuminate my backyard. All you have to do is to tap on the camera, switch to video, tap on the LED button and choose on. Apple calls this the torch, and it has less brilliance or brightness than the flash used for photos. Having an app to do that means instead of 6 taps for turning it on or off, you have 3. There are already a couple such apps in the store. I guess that's Apple's way of showing us developers that they are not as evil and restrictive anymore as they have gotten their reputation to be in the past. Analytics firm Flurry has announced that in-app purchases are generating $14.66 per user per year in June of 2010, which is a few times larger than it has been in the past. Previously to 2010, the games tracked were generating only a few bucks per user per year, but in January, the total jumped to around $9, and it's now in the double digits. Flurry says that the money doesn't include ad revenue. It's strictly profit from in-app purchases, either unlocking features or selling virtual goods. So it seems that developers are getting finally the hang of it. In-app purchases are easy to add to an app. If you haven't added them to your apps, have a look at my DT purchase button and DT shop for a convenient way of integrating them into your own apps. iPad software update 3.2.1 claims to improve Wi-Fi connectivity. I didn't have any problems with mine, but let me know if you see a big difference in yours. I updated my iPhone 4 to the new 4.0.1 software, and several times I got iTunes error 1004. It turned out that I still had the redirection to the Cydia certificate store in my host file. As soon as I removed that, all worked fine. I no longer need that anyway, because I no longer have the need to jailbreak my iPhone. I'm with a carrier that has it, and my iPhone 4 I bought unlocked in the UK anyway. I made a blog post where I'm showing the difference in bars before and after the upgrade in a high and a low reception area. You can see that the reported reception is way more useful and honest. Where I was getting 5 to 5 bars before, I was now getting 3 to 4. In the lower reception area, there was almost no change except for the psychological feeling of stronger reception due to slightly higher small bars. The formula to calculate the bars is now more linear than logarithmic. That also means that everybody can show a drop in bars by holding the phone the wrong way. A new version of the iTunes Connect developer guide is now available. This new version includes information on enabling your app for iAd Rich Media Ads and the iAd Network module in iTunes Connect, new support for requesting promotional codes, fetching crash logs on demand, requirements for submitting high-resolution screenshots and small icons. You'll find the iTunes Connect developer guide available for download on the homepage of iTunes Connect. Yesterday, Apple held a press conference to specifically address what some blogs called AntennaGate. Much to the amusement of people there, they played a song in which Jonathan Mann sums up the commotion rather eloquently, the iPhone 4 antenna song.
Sure, I can make it happen, but in terms of daily use, got an idea. Let's all sing this song.
It goes, if you don't want an iPhone 4,
don't buy it.
If you bought one and you don't like it,
bring it back.
If you don't want an iPhone 4,
don't buy it.
If you bought one and you don't like
bring it back.
Everybody don't want an iPhone 4,
don't buy it.
If you bought one and you don't like
bring it back.
If you don't want an iPhone 4,
don't buy it.
If you bought one and you don't like
bring it back.
Yeah, you really won't. Steve Jobs wanted to give the media a feeling of how big or small the problem really is. His facts were, smartphones have weak spots. Of all 3 million iPhone 4 owners so far, 0.55% have called to inquire about reception or the antenna. AT&T return rates are a third of what they were for the iPhone 3GS. And statistically, per 100 calls, the iPhone 4 drops less than one additional dropped call. There seems to be a problem, but it only affects a small percentage of users. Steve's theory, that they cannot prove yet, is that because of the design of the 3GS, which is identical to the 3G, there were already enough cases available when it shipped. 80% of people who got a 3GS in an Apple store walked out with a case. The iPhone 4 has currently only Apple's own bumper case, in which they cannot produce, of which they cannot produce sufficient quantities, and which some people don't like. So it's only 20% of customers who get a case for the iPhone 4 right now in the store. Let's take this a bit further. That means that 60% of customers would have gotten a case if there was one available that they like. Of 3 million iPhones, that's 1.8 million people who, under the right circumstances, would have never touched the iPhone's weak spot. Since a case generally seems to remedy any reception deterioration, that means an awful lot of people who potentially could be annoyed by the drop in bars. So it's way more likely for the problem to be seen as major. Think about it. Millions of people see the drop in bars once they read on the tech blogs about it. And the bloggers write about it naturally because everyone seems to be having the problem and it makes for a good story. Steve Jobs showed off some pictures from the anechoic chambers where they are doing an enormous amount of science and testing. There's even a chamber where a person has to sit in a chair and hold the phone to his ear while they are testing reception from all directions. Awesome. This part felt a bit like Steve Jobs' science hour. You learn something astonishing in every keynote he makes. That's why we love them so much. So basically, changes in reception characteristics are normal for smartphones. Most modern phones have the antenna on the bottom to be as far away from the ear as possible. Apple even has a page on their website that demonstrates the Death Grip working on several other modern phones. But by far the coolest part in the press conference was this.
A lot of people have told us the bumper solves the signal strength problem. Consumer Reports is the latest one this week. We've heard it from a lot of people. Why don't you just give everybody a case? Okay, great. Let's give everybody a case. We've got our bumper case here. We want to give everybody a free case. Every iPhone user is going to get a free case. One for every iPhone 4. If you've already bought one, we'll give you a full refund for a bumper. And we're going to do this for every iPhone 4 purchased through September 30th. We'll re-examine this in September and decide whether to keep going or maybe we'll have a better idea. At least through September 30th, a free case for every iPhone 4. And if you bought a bumper, we'll give you a full refund. Now, everything in life is more complicated than it seems on the surface. We're going to send you a free case. We can't make enough bumpers, right? We're planning on selling them and making a certain percentage, and we have the tooling done. We're going to try to give a bumper to everyone. No way we can make enough in the quarter. So what we're going to do is source some other cases and give users a choice of cases. And they'll be able to pick one. And you can apply on our website starting late next week. It'll take us about a week to get this all up. Pick a case. Zoom will send it off to you. That's simple.
That's simple. Yeah, that's really cool. I wanted to get a case anyway for my birthday next week. Now I get one from Apple for free. Honestly, I dropped my iPhone 4 already 3 times, but fortunately it was in a hand-knit pouch, so no damage. But for something that you use every day, you just want to have some protection. And if it's free, all the better. So what does this mean for us iPhone developers? People with the latest generation of the iPhone are plenty and are more satisfied with the devices than ever before. That's good. It also means that you should think about adding high-res artwork to your apps as soon as possible. Apple has made a detailed technical Q&A article available that explains exactly what you need. Other news that Steve appended at the end. Apple is working on some solutions for the proximity sensor issues which they're tracking, which they will put in the next software update. The white iPhone 4 will be available end of July, and the iPhone 4 will be coming to 17 additional countries on July 30th. Well, at this point in the program, I actually had planned to have an interview with a guy who has stickers that also appear to be solving the grip of death issue. And at the same time, he's in charge or basically made a website where you can find iPhone developers. But I guess since he didn't have time, we'll do that the next time. And the other problem I'm having, that's why you get this episode one day late, is my internet totally crapped out. Currently, I only have connectivity for like 30 seconds at a time, and my secondary backup internet via my iPhones, well, I only get edge connectivity there. So that's not sufficient to upload something. So, yeah. I hope that this gets fixed. The technician is supposed to be coming on Tuesday, so that's 2 days from today. And the interview with my near-miss guest, well, we're going to do that in the next episode, I hope, if he has time. He also has a day job. As opposed to me, I'm only doing iPhone stuff all day long, besides of hopping into my doggy pool that I got for about $100 last week. Okay, that's it for this show. Keep your code spaghetti free, and may you never find that a bug report you filed with Apple is a duplicate.